Hey, Mr. Morales, this is Sean. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I was getting ready to send you out your proposals. They're ready. But I realized that I still needed just two pieces of information. So as far as who's going to be driving your truck, you said you had one employee.
For now I am. The other one doesn't drive, and then I'm hiring someone else, but that will be after all.
Okay, so I'll need a rough idea of how much you plan to have in payroll for the one employee that you have now, and then give me an idea, like, in the next 12 months, if you end up hiring a second person, how much you'll have total in payroll expenses.
I haven't made the number, but they will. So the other guy that I'm hiring, it will be part time, and he will work 2 days a week. That's the one who will drive the truck 2 days a week. The other 3 days I will drive it. So he's gonna get paid around $17 an hour. And I haven't done any numbers, but maybe you have an idea how to calculate that.
So $17 an hour, if they're full time, would equate to be about $35,000 per year.
Yeah, that's an average. But he will be part time, so maybe let's say $20,000.
All right. What about the full time employee that you've got?
Yeah, he will get paid around $30,000 a year.
So excluding yourself, between your full-time and your part-time employee, you're looking at around $50,000 in payroll per year?
For me?
Yeah, because you estimated it, you texted me like about $200,000 in annual sales, right? So
yes.
$50,000 will go to payroll for your two employees?
Yes, so that's a goal.
Yeah, that sounds fair. And did you wish to exclude yourself from being covered by your workers' compensation?
That's a good question. I didn't think about that.
You have the option as the owner. Your employees don't have that option. They need to be covered. It's a state law.
Oh, okay.
Basically what that means for you, if you choose to exclude yourself, then if you get hurt on the job, then you have no coverage. Then you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. I think I will include. You can include myself. Or you can give me two quotes. It depends how it looks like.
So are you going to be involved in the cleaning yourself as well?
Yeah, I am. I am going to be for some time.
So you'll be doing the driving and the cleaning?
Yes.
What are you planning to pay yourself in the next 12 months?
Like 55.
Okay. And also, I want to make sure that I have correctly, so you had about $20,000 in equipment that you wanted covered?
Yeah, about that. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, so here's the difference. If you yourself want to be included in the workers' compensation, the total annually, this is not uncommon, right? There many different businesses that we insure that are much, much more. But it would be $3,400 for you and your two employees to be covered if you chose to exclude yourself and just cover your two employees. I'll at least give you the option, but if you choose to exclude yourself, you need to have some health insurance in case you get hurt.
Yeah.
So it's $3,417 if you want yourself and both your employees covered, and then if you just want your employees covered, it's $1,732 per year.
That's almost double, right?
Yeah, so it's about double.
Oh, okay. Sounds
so
good.
So it's not optional for your employees. They have to have coverage. You as the owner get to decide whether or not you want to include yourself or exclude yourself.
Okay.
But compared to health insurance prices, it's not bad because it's, you know, $1,700 annually. If you get hurt on the job, then you have coverage for your medical bills and, you know, for your rehabilitation. Health insurance costs like $1,000 minimum per month.
Yeah. So what do you suggest is better to include myself?
Man, if you don't have health insurance separately, then yeah, definitely. I would include yourself.
Okay, sounds good. Send me the proposal and then I'll look at it. I still have until tomorrow to decide. And that would be great.
Well,
I think your office isn't.
Yeah, my office is in Sterling, close by to you. When are you finalizing your acquisition of this business?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. So that's when you're
So the van that is there, I can insurance tomorrow also, right? Because it looks like he doesn't have the title ready. I'm going to wait for another 2 weeks to have the title and get transferred to me.
Yeah.
And but I can still insure the van, right?
You can still insure it, but you'll need to insure it first before you can go to the DMV
and
title
right.
it to your business anyways. But what I wanted to ask you about the auto insurance was, did you want to have collision and comprehensive coverage, or did you want to just have liability? It would be your choice. I think it would be better if you had collision and comprehensive.
Yeah, that would be great because it's a heavy equipment that I carry. So I think I need to add that.
Okay. All right, and then I'll also include coverage for like roadside assistance, rental car, medical expenses in case any of your passengers or drivers get hurt. And then also, you also have coverage for hired and non-owned autos. So if you have to rent a vehicle to help out with maybe a job that you're taking, you can rent a car or rent a truck or hire one, and you'd still have coverage for those.
Okay.
So, it really depends on the limit of liability that you want to have. Most of the businesses that I insure for $1 million, you know, so that, that's going to impact the price. What did you have in mind?
Oh, okay. Let me ask about that to my friend. He owns a couple of businesses. Let me just get a little, an idea of how much I should insure for. Because
if you don't choose the $1 million limit, I would suggest that let's at least do the $500,000.
Yeah, because we don't expose ourselves to maybe just the driving is the dangerous thing, but usually our kind of job is not it doesn't have any harm or something like that. We just go inside the house, clean, and leave. At least the most coverage we have received is only 2,000, just because we messed up some carpet sometimes. That's the only thing. But we don't have a lot of exposure to danger, maybe. Yeah, so I'll ask that and I'll let you know.
A lot of the businesses that we insure, they work for different vendors, so they're required to carry insurance to certain limits, and a lot of the time it's $1 million. But if nobody's making a requirement of you, then I would say that you'll be okay with like $500,000.
I think $500,000, but I'll let you know. Again, just send me the proposal and then I'll look at it.
I'm going to send it to you for $500,000, and I'm also going to send you, you wanted the workers' compensation quote for yourself included, right?
Yeah, send me including myself and see.
Okay, so I got three proposals coming for you. One is for the truck, one's for the workers' compensation, And then the last one is for general liability and tools and business equipment.
Okay, so there is a space that they totalize everything, right, altogether?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So is there a space like at the end that it totalize the all numbers together, right? Or everything will be separate?
I'm going to try to separate it for you into three different attachments.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So I'll be able to send it to you in 10 minutes.
Okay. And what you told me, the 3,400, you said something like that. That's annually, right? Or how does that work?
Yeah, you can pay it monthly, but that's the annual cost.
Okay, how much is the monthly is the one you're calculating there?
It'd be like 285, something like that.
Oh, it's not bad. Okay, send me the information, then I'll look at it.
Yep, I'll do so in about 10 minutes. Thanks for
okay,
your patience.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.